Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
live tonight. I got a feeling. We got that subject we got coming tonight from Donna Banks. She's got something she wants to talk to us about. And we got some guests coming in. We got Savonia Elliott. And I hope I said it right. She's going to get me for saying it wrong, I know. We may have Carl Weber on tonight. But if not, we're still going to have fun like we always do. So sit back and relax as we bring you Word Sexy Radio. And welcome to Word Sexy Radio. I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we're going to be bringing everybody in right now. We got our co-host there plugged in, and we also got Miss Donna here, and we've got one of our guests already coming in, too. So we don't get started as we go forth and do this thing. I hear some feedback, so that must be Miss Cotton. I know that's got to be you.
I don't know why you think it's me. I'm not in any area around anybody.
Okay, baby, I'm sorry. I won't blame you. All right, well, how you doing this evening? You know, Kansas City is getting snow, then we're getting another foot. We got a foot of snow last Thursday, about 15 inches, and now we're about to get another 12.
Ooh.
So we are
definitely
in it up here in Kansas City. We're doing that, and we got our guests. We got one of our guests, and I don't know if Carl is calling in or not, but we may get him. We got Donna. She's back, Donna Banks, and we're going to be talking with her. But before we do that, I know DV is here as well. How you doing, DV?
Good evening, man. Sorry to hear.
Hey,
Sadie. I'm sorry to hear y'all getting snowed in. That hurts.
Yeah,
me
too.
I'm sure it hurts with y'all in the sunny areas. That's okay. But you know what that means? A lot of people are out of school tomorrow, out of work, and everything like that. So, you know, we're just gonna sit back, and a lot of babies gonna get made in the next couple of weeks. I think they'll be coming out this summer. So
what?
We'll be talking about that. You know how that works.
Man, talk about turnaround times. If they coming out this summer,
that's gonna be quick. That's gonna be some fast babies. I know my calculations
like
is off.
That sounds like a new product.
Hey,
but you know,
like
you know
that,
me.
I don't want no part of that.
But you know how it is. Red be doing it like that. And that's how it goes. So let's see what we can do here. We got Donna. How you doing, Donna? Speak to us tonight, baby.
Look, it is 78 here, and I don't have anything to say about snow. I'm sorry.
Don't talk about Florida. Don't talk about Florida. I don't even want to hear Florida. That's all right. We don't even want to hear that. That's okay. That's all right. We know y'all in the sunny areas. Even our guests, I think, I want to say Tavona. I hope I'm saying that right. Miss Elliott, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, and it's Tavona.
Kavana, I'm sorry. I knew I fucked it up. I'm sorry. I knew I was going to fuck it up because that's what I do. I just fuck names up and shit, you know. Oh, I forgot to tell you, this is Word Sexy Radio, and it's explicit, so we say what the fuck we want to. So I hope I'm not offending you, but that's what we do on this show. So, okay, good. So kind of since you're here now, and you're a native of Kansas. You're a Wichita girl, but you live
yes,
in Dallas now, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And
so
I'm glad we don't have any snow.
Okay, that's right, because y'all got hit real bad, Wichita. I mean, they got hit terrible. I mean, terrible.
Yeah, they snowed in and everything. I shout out to all my Wichita family. I love y'all, but I hate y'all snowed in.
I know that's right. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you a chance right now to introduce yourself to those that are listening, and just so they can get an idea of who you are and tell us what you got going on.
I am Tavona Elliott, and I am the author of Living the Fab Life. And right now, I'm actually working on my book, remaking it right now is what I'm doing.
Okay, you know, we do that. We all go through that part sometimes, re-editing. I just revised my whole Scandalous Motor series, so I understand that one. So how's that working out for you? How's the book going for you?
It's going pretty good. I can't complain. I'm glad I'm in this business. I'm glad that the business I chose, even though sometimes it gets rough.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me apologize to those who want to get in the chat room. I have it coming up now. Someone said I blocked it. That's bullshit. I didn't block it. I just forgot to bring it up. I'm bringing it up right now. So
the
person that loves the chat room is there for you right now. So just go ahead and you can go in now. I'm sorry. The chat room is not blocked. So go ahead. So you got you're revising your books right now. Are you doing any touring this year, or what is your plan?
I am. I'm actually waiting to get The Unmeritable out and revising this one. So around summer, you should start seeing me touring the area. And, of course, I have to start in Wichita because that's where my biggest fan base is. So I gotta give Kansas, give them they love. So that's where I'll start at again. And then I'll start working my way around. So.
Understand.
You'll see me around.
Okay, we definitely want to do that. So let me see. We got some numbers. I don't know if these are just listeners because a lot of these numbers have the same area code. So I'm assuming they're they're probably listening. I'm laughing because somebody sent me cuss me again. I'm sorry, baby. I ain't trying to cuss you. I'm just saying, sweetheart, that the chat room is up now, baby. You can say whatever you want to in there. I'm not gonna say her name because y'all know she's a loyal fan. As well as an author as well, so we're gonna leave that there. But those two numbers, I'm gonna come to you in a minute. But what I want to do is give you a chance to kind of explain a little bit about your book, your story, without kind of giving it away, because we want people to buy the book and tell them we're gonna be, you know, telling them how they can get the book as well. So kind of give us a little bit on that, okay?
Okay. Well, it's about a young lady going through the trials and tribulations of life, out there hustling, selling her soul, just trying to make it out there in the world. She, you know, she comes across some pimping and some gang banging, and then she's trying to live her life, and she goes through a few men, but it's a learning lesson. So she learns along the way.
Okay.
So
that's a good synopsis of not telling us what's going on. I like that. Yeah, that's the average damn urban fiction novel. Anyway, besides the drug dealers goes to jail and he loses his woman and his drugs and everything to the opposite guy who was against, his rival. Then he gets out of jail and comes back and tries to get it all back. Other than that, that's kind of close to, you know, what basically you see. So
right.
I like that. Okay. So is there going to be a sequel? Is this a series or is this just a one book and you need to go into something else? Or?
This is actually a series. It's called The Fast Life. It's called The Fast Life Chronicle Series. So right now, like I said, Living the Fast Life is the first one. The Unmeritable, that's going to be the next one. And that's basically just Kenya going. Now she's into her womanhood. So now she's actually seeing somebody. She's actually getting back into the dating world, but at a higher class of type of man. But he ain't all up to what he cracks up to be. But
so what inspired you? I'm gonna let my panel get to ask questions as well. But I'm just gonna ask you this: what inspired you? Because you're from Wichita. I'm not saying Wichita is nothing there, but what inspired you to you know, bring? Because you know, I've been to Wichita, and I mean, all they got is Air Force Base, and I mean, is there some hoods down there and shit or what? I'm fucking with you. Okay, just tell me about it. Just give me a little bit.
Wichita got some hood, they got some gangsters, I mean, they got some wannabes, just like everywhere else.
I know it, I'm just messing with you. I couldn't help it.
I mean, my book isn't based just in Wichita, but it does have a lot to do with Wichita. It also has other areas, like California, Oklahoma.
Right.
So she traveled, and, she moved around a little bit, but.
But before we go any further, I got to let everybody know I've been drinking a little bit of vodka, so I'm be off the chain tonight. I'm a little lit. So that's what we're going to do tonight. Normally I'm not lit. I talk shit when I ain't lit, but tonight I'm really lit. So we're going to do that. So hopefully y'all don't get offended. Like I said, the number is 347-215-8539 is the Word Sexy Radio. Anybody who, if you are offended, call in and tell us you are. Hell, I don't give a damn. Call in and tell me you don't like the show, if that's what you want to do. I don't care. Because we're going to keep broadcasting, and your shit ain't going to stop nothing. Anyway, call in if that's how you feel, or if you do like it, tell us you like that too as well. I'm off the chain tonight, DV. But before we go any further, let me see. We got Erico 601. I don't know if this is someone who is a guest or anything, so let me see who this is. Erico 601, please don't hang up if you're just listening to the show. So Erico 601, I'm not going to say the rest of your number because we don't want to put you out there. You have anything you want to say, or are you just listening? Okay, they're just listening. I'm going to leave them alone because I don't want you to hang up. Because sometimes when I do that, people, they like get scared and shit, and they just hang up. So I don't want you to do that. Okay, so this... So, pal, y'all have any questions for our guest tonight, this evening?
I'd like to know what inspired her to start. I know that I started writing when I was 10. So I'm always interested in how someone else decides to do that.
Okay, before she answers that, I got to ask you, what the hell was you writing at 10?
Love stories.
Of course, I've been drinking shit.
Stories about my sister.
What the fuck was you writing at 10?
I learned how to play with my pussy. Okay, all right. Yes. Who's right?
I hate
who
my sister.
Okay.
Well, I hate my sister. She ruined my clothes.
I was writing then, too, but I didn't.
Okay.
I wasn't into the explicit part of it yet at that age.
Okay,
but I had
I'm just trying to figure it out.
When I was younger.
Okay,
and,
don't explain it.
You know,
explain the shit.
I wanted.
I didn't start writing until I was 49. Shit.
You're a late bloomer, Snapper.
You say what? You was what? Writing journals. Shit, y'all fucking up. Okay, let's go. This is going to be off the chain tonight. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be off the chain. So go ahead. You started writing when you was 10. And
yes,
what else? Go ahead.
And
okay.
I started writing in my journal and writing poetry is what I started. Because I
when
love
did you, when did people start reading your stuff? When did you let somebody actually read what you had?
Well, my grandmother was actually the first person that ever read any of my poetry because that was my strength, that was my survival, that was my everything. She was my world. So she always supported me in everything I did. So I let her first, she was the first one that read anything that I ever wrote or anything. And she actually inspired me and told me that I needed to go ahead and write a book. But I was too busy in the world and living in the streets and doing my own thing. I didn't have time to really just sit down and just take it serious enough to write a book, but I wrote in my journal. Now, the boyfriends that I had would find them, and, you know, of course, that's when I realized that the words I say is powerful.
Yeah, you know, that word power persuasion is something else, especially when a woman knows how to use that shit and
man.
Fuck up everybody. We got that. We know. Okay. So, DB, I know you got a question. Go ahead. I know you
okay.
got one.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm talking shit.
Yeah, you talking shit in the goddamn chat room. Yeah, I see you. Go ahead.
But no, like, I'm just making fun of the, you know, 10-year-old writing because, you know, we talking, you know, a lot of crap about what we were talking about at 10 years old. And at 10 years old, you know, I was making fortune tellers, you know, little things that you make on your fingers and you open and close them.
Right,
yeah, you know, so I caught a flashback, so I just put that in the chat room. You know, like, I was like, I have 5 kids, I'm going to be driving a Ferrari, and I live in a mansion. That's my
exactly.
Oh,
shit.
You heard that shit right here on Word 60 Radio, so you need to call in. The number is 347-215-8539. We're talking all kinds of shit tonight because it's snowing in fucking Kansas City. All right. Okay. Now, getting back to our Arthur. Now, we were supposed to have Carl Weber tonight. I don't know. I don't know if he's calling or not. There's a 513 area code. Let me check and see who this is first. 513 area code. State your name. Where are you calling from? If you're just a listener, please do not hang up.
This is Romeo D. Nagy. I have myself.
I knew it was you. I knew it was a pimp. I knew it was him. I knew it. What's up, brother? How you doing? This is Dick Pimpin. I'm going to write a book about this dude because I love his voice. Go ahead, baby. I thank you for doing that, man. I like having you, man, because when we talk shit in the next hour, you're going to be in there again, so you might as well be ready.
I am putting myself back on mute.
Okay. I like him, man. He's cool. But anyway, all right, so we're getting back. We're going to go back. Now, like I said, there's other numbers. Now, I'm not going to ask everybody that I see a number because most of the people that are on here are probably just listening, so I don't want to bust anybody out or embarrass them. But I am going to ask this one last number. It's a 317 number. If you have a question or if you just want something to say. Actually, there's two of them. So I don't know. If you hear me speaking to you, 317, could you state your name, or if you don't have anything to say, then I will turn you off. Okay, they do not. How about this other one? Let me try this one. I don't want to say your last four. It's like putting you out. Is this 317?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's your
Hello?
Name?
Yeah,
yes.
It's Carl Webster.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man.
So you ready? You ready?
Yeah, I've been online. I've been waiting on you to cue me in, man.
Oh, so you talking about me now. See, man, see, you fucking with me. Let me tell you. The nigga's fucked up. I've been drinking some vodka, and you talking shit to me on my show. But anyway, thanks for coming in, bro. Thanks for coming, man. Although everybody was looking for Carl Weber, they wasn't looking for Carl Webster, but we glad it's you, brother. So how you doing?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, man. I was going to say you have people hang up on me, man. They find out.
No, ain't nobody going to hang up on you. No, they ain't going to hang up. That's my frat brother, but, you know, I figured, you know. He did call me and ask to come on. And
okay.
I guess, you know, sometimes, you know, they get busy, but that's cool. But you here, you the next best thing. So what's going on with you?
Hey, that's cool. I'm good, man. Appreciate you having me.
I know you write because I see you on Facebook. What the fuck do you write? Because I don't know. What's your genre?
Ah, you going in? That's locked to working, ain't it?
Hey, I'm good working, man. No, I talk like this all the time. See, if you've been listening to words like this, you know what? This shit I'm talking about. You can't get offended. You can't get offended because this is red. Okay, I'm talking
good,
shit.
Man. I might have to go get me a sip so I can hang with you, man.
Come on, baby.
Yeah,
come on.
Try a bottle. Try a bottle.
Nah, but what you got, though? Seriously, what you got?
I got a book out right now, man. It's called The X Factor. It's a novel. So it's more on the romance side.
Right. Yeah, I did see that. I was talking shit. I did see your book, brother. I did see your book. You know, I like to joke and make people understand that they come on this show. Like all other shows you go, they have set questions. You got certain things you got to do, say, whatever. We ain't got no protocol on this show. We just people. So that's why we do it this way. Yeah, so... But well, we thank you for coming, and we're going to have you talk a little bit about your book. But we got my girl, Tavanya, and I hope I said that right, Tavanna. Did I say it right, sweetie?
Tavanna,
I like that. That's kind of sexy. Can I use your name in one of my books?
Of course.
You know, she got to be a hoe and shit, not you. And I ain't saying you a hoe, but I'm just saying that I'm going to make the girl, you know, I write erotic fiction, so, you know, she's going to be sexual. So
is
that okay?
I have no problem with that.
Okay,
not a problem. No, I know you ain't writing about me, so I'm good.
But if it was about you, it doesn't matter, because it's a character, right?
What?
Doesn't matter. I'm in my books. Shit, I'm in all the motherfuckers. But anyway, check this out, though. We want you to go ahead and kind of give us a little bit more on you, and then we're going to let Mr. Carl Webster come on in and do his thing as well, because we want people to know. Because I want people to know how they can get your books.
Hold on. Before she gets started, can I say something, please?
Well, hey, I've been trying to get you to talk.
Hey,
to
hi, everybody. I can't jump. Y'all, man, I'm trying to find out if who is supposed to be the – is it Carl Webster or Carl Webber?
It's Webster. It's not Weber. We got it confused, I guess.
So, yeah. Mr. Webster, you were scheduled to be on this show today.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just checking because if you didn't show up, I was going to talk about you real bad, but I was going to be talking about Carl Weber.
Weber.
Because that's who I thought.
Yeah, because when I made
it, I was hearing Five Teal, man. He was hitting that vodka. He forgot to bring me in.
He talking shit. Let me tell you something. I got the damn switchboard right in front of me. Don't let this dude come on here talking shit. Okay, anyway. But okay, seriously, though. Yeah, he's the guy. It was supposed to be Weber as well, but Weber is not here, as we see, so we've got Webster. It's fine.
All right.
It works.
Good to have you, Webster. Good to have
you. So, Cotton, go ahead. I'm going to let you talk now because you say you always will always keep you,
you
talking with your sexy self. Go on and talk, baby. Go.
I'm just trying to find out about the two authors that are on this panel tonight. And please understand that when we say stuff, it's all in fun. So if I offend anybody, it probably won't be me to offend you. It'll probably be Red, but I'm just saying if I do.
Look, man, don't take me serious. It's not serious. It's all in fun, okay? But if your shit is garbage, we're going to tell you it's garbage. We are going to say that, though.
Yeah, we will
say that. But you're not garbage, so don't worry about it. Okay, so Carl Webster. You say you got a romance novel, right? And how well is it doing? Is that your only book you have right now, sir, or is it? Do you have anything else?
Yeah, right now that's my only one. It's my first one, actually. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
How is it doing? Pretty good.
Yeah, it's doing pretty good, actually. You know, doing real good. No complaints.
Is there a reason why you titled it The X Factor? I know that we're not supposed to be asking questions to you right now, but I'm just curious.
No,
well,
you can ask some questions.
What? It kind of goes along with the storyline. You know, it's a novel about a guy, Tony. You know, he's engaged to be married. You know, everything is going good. Then the love of his life, you know, moves back in town, his ex-girlfriend. And, you know, he starts, you know, having a tug of war between his feelings with his current relationship and his old one. So that's why I use that title, The X Factor.
Oh, okay. So this is a lot of men's story right here.
Okay, let me warn you right now. Let me warn you right now. Let me warn you right now. Cotton will bring out some male shit. Now, she's not a male, bastard, but she will bring her shit that we be fucking up on, so you might as well get ready for it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I like that.
Okay, so go ahead, Cotton. I know where you're going. Go on with it.
I'm just curious as to, you know, because I hear these stories all the time as to where men claim that they're in love with two people, not saying that it can't happen, but how do you get yourself in this type of a situation if you're supposed to be only committed to this one woman over here? We had an author. Yes, sir. Mr. Webster. Yes, sir.
Oh, I can answer that for you. I mean, you know, it's all about making sure that you got closure on one thing before you open another door. When people move on, a mistake that we make is we still got feelings for something else, but nobody wants to be by themselves, so they immediately jump into something else. They still got feelings that ain't closed.
Now, that makes sense. I understand and, that. So this is one of those situations, not necessarily where he was trying to see two people at once, but he just wasn't able to get rid of the feelings that he had for the last person totally before moving. Okay,
exactly.
I'm going to have to read this. I'm going to need to read this.
Yeah, you got to read
it. I like
it.
That.
It's a good
one. Because that's some truth right there. That's some. Mm-hmm. I love when men tell the truth about what it really is opposed to trying to make up these stupid stories and lie.
Cotton, what are you saying?
Women off when they do that. I want to read his book.
Cotton.
That's true.
I ain't even gonna go into that. I'm gonna leave that alone. That's okay. You just dogged me again, but it's all right though.
What?
I guess all my stories. I mean, because I ain't talking about dude being in love with two motherfuckers at once and shit. I guess I it ain't real. But I do got
that in my book. No, your stuff is real because people do that. What you do as well. Like yours is a different kind of reality. Like, I mean, it's not a reality that I would want to live. I'm just saying.
But this motherfucker's out there fucking like rabbits, though. I mean, you know,
right? Exactly. Just like that, it's happening every day.
Okay. See. Let me say to Miss Elliott, see what I'm saying? This show is off the damn chain, baby. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry because that's what we do on Word Sexy. So once you've been on here and survive a segment of this show, then you're not a guest anymore. So that's how we do it. So that's how it works. And, you know, I know your book is off the chain, too. And the way you was talking, I mean, you said a girl was out here running and doing her thing and, you know, running through Oklahoma and all that, I can imagine, you know, what she's doing. So now let me ask you both, how much of yourself is in your books? First, we'll start with Miss Elliott.
It's actually based on my life story.
You know, I knew that for some reason. I kind of figured that shit.
Shit.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so you know I'm going to have to get deeper into you now. Okay, now, before we do that, though, all right, Mr. Carl Webster, how much is this about you?
You know, it's not a lot about me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
A lot of it is made up, you know.
See Cotton, there you go. Cotton, there you go. You just gave him all these props and shit, and now he talking about all the shit's made up. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so it's not about you?
Nah, I can't. You know, I can't say it's about me, then I'm going to get all these phone calls, right?
Yeah, you don't get calls anyway because it's got some sex in it, right? I mean, if you got one chapter of fucking in the book, you know, they're going to call you anyway.
But you have to look at it like this. Like, if you're telling this story, to be honest, and I'm being very serious, women need to really pay attention to that because it's something that happens and you can't really – it's cool that you want to be pissed off at the man, but it's really not necessary because it happens to people in life. And so either you can be understanding and either back off till this person can figure out what they want to do, or you can stick it out with that person and move forward. I mean,
So, Cotton, women don't be in love with two men at once?
It happens, but it's less likely to happen to women because we know how to deal with our emotions better than you guys do, unfortunately.
What?
I disagree.
What?
I disagree.
When it comes to love, we're better at getting our emotions under wraps. If we love a man, we're able to tell you that. A man will take forever to tell. He will try to fight it to tooth and nail to say, no.
I don't agree with that.
Having women having a grip on emotions, let's be honest.
I'm not saying in that. I'm saying as far as having the relationship part of it. If we love you, we love you, and we're able to tell you that. But if we don't, we back off. We have the sense, good sense, to say, we're going to back off because ours isn't physical. You guys are physical, so you'll stay in it because she's good in bed. We'll back off regardless if he's good in bed or not.
What's that got to do with the love, though?
Right.
What I'm saying. You guys, for some of you, I'm not saying all of you are like that, but for some of you, you think that the sex is the love part of it.
Right.
Oh, shit. Hey, Romeo.
I
got you on, Romeo.
Romeo.
Come on, Romeo. Are you there, brother?
We're far up, though.
I guess he's got his shit off. Okay.
Now I have myself on mute.
Okay. Hey, man, did you hear that, man? They said that men can't handle being in, their emotions, and women are more, you can handle their emotions better. Did you hear all that was said? And we just wanted to get your opinion on that. Okay. I want to say what you said because you do? Okay. Well, tell us why you agree.
Because if you're dealing with the same situation, typically, yes, and I'm going to just bring sex into it because that can be a general topic. If a woman says to her husband, honey, can we bring Mr. John home so we can get into a threesome, that's going to rub a man a certain way. Now, if you bring that same man to that same wife, you might not have substantive a bad issue. So I think that women can handle emotional things better than men.
Okay,
they tend to blow up too quickly.
I think that's a little different, though. I mean, we're talking about being in love with two people at once. Yeah, because you're talking about just bringing somebody in for a third party, and that's not where we're at. We're talking about. I'm in love with Cotton, and I'm also in love with Donna. I can't make up my mind which one I want to be with. And I'm still emotionally attached both ways. You still think that the same way with that?
Like that old Chris Bender song.
But how many of your friends have you heard say stuff like that as far as the male? It's very rare that any of my female friends or any females that I know will ever say, well, I'm in love with two men. It's very, very rare because we know how if we're in love with you, we're not in love with somebody else. We don't, most women don't think that that's possible.
Women don't think they can love two men at once? They just don't? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that it's not possible. I'm saying that it does happen, but it's not as common in us as it is in you guys.
We've had this conversation before. When a woman is cheating, the reason why no one knows is because she doesn't tell. Now, whether she's in love with both men is, we still have yet to discern, simply because women don't talk about these things. When a man goes out and cheating, he has two and three women. He got to tell everybody. So what is he telling people? Either he's telling he got them both whooped or he's in love with both of them. It's going to be one or the other. So, the thing is men typically verbalize, but women usually internalize. So, I can't say that women don't love both men or that they don't have some genuine affection for both men, but what I can say is that it's not like it doesn't happen.
True, it happened, but I think it's seldom. If a woman is in love, she's typically not going to going to stray away and find love in another man while she's
right.
not in love with the person that she's in
right.
love with.
Right.
Once she ends that, once she ends that commitment to him, once she ends that desire, she will go find that somewhere
right.
else. And
well, you know, most of the time,
that her man at home is cut off.
You
right.
know, most of the time when women do it, there's always a reason behind it. Like you said,
right.
most of the time when women do go outside of their relationship, it's usually because of emotional reason. Most of the time, and what I mean by that is either the man had done something that she felt like she needed to get revenge for, or she just felt like she was hurt so bad by something he's done that she wants to do it. It's usually something like
or
that.
She's
so I agree.
That he's
I agree.
Not giving her.
Yeah, that I agree with you on that issue. I agree with you on that part of it, but as far as not being in love with two people at once, I just think it's just not broadcast as much as men do.
I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. I'm saying that it's more common in you all than it is in us. But women, and like you said, women don't talk about it. If they like, I'm saying for me and my girlfriends, the one, you know, we don't. It's very rare that one of us has said, you know what, I think I'm in love with two men. It's very rare. If any of my girlfriends are seeing more than one man, it ain't because she's in love with them. It's because she's
right.
using his ass for some stuff.
Right. right.
I didn't want to be the one to say that.
Right.
Because I didn't want to get cut out.
It's truth. Okay, look. The chat room is saying that love and infatuation, I think we need to use those two words for a minute. Love
okay.
and infatuation. Some people think that they are the same when they are not. So you can be infatuated with more than one person. That's what the chat room is saying.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Right.
And I think this person, I don't know if this person is online. I'm going to see if this person is.
I
see a number, and I know who said that. I'm going to see if they're here, if they can speak.
But I was saying that regarding his particular story, as far as us women being judgmental about what he's saying in his story, even not even just story, this has just happened. Men often do fall in love with two women, or they can't let go of the past before they move on to the next thing. That's what his story is about. And a lot of, for us women, we tend to wait before we move on to the next thing.
That's not
because
true.
Because we're so in love with the last person that we really don't want to be bothered.
I think
this
case by
person.
Case.
When, no, because
right.
when women
but
are going through that transition,
common,
they deal with the exact same things.
It's,
when
but it's
women
more
go
common,
through that transition from one to the next, they are always lamenting about the one they left behind, and sometimes they go back to
that's not always.
Okay, 816.
But no, it's more common. It's more common in men.
Let me see. Hold up.
It's more common in man not to be able to figure out that he doesn't need to move forward or go jump, because as soon as she picks you off, you going out to find another woman faster than a woman will, to see if another woman can satisfy what this woman then made you upset about or hurt you or whatever she did. You guys,
really?
I'm not saying that it
what
doesn't
me?
Happen.
Oh,
I'm saying God. I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
God.
I'm saying that it's more common for a man to jump over really quickly before figuring out that he has emotions for this other person before he moves on to the next one.
Okay.
That's what I'm
well,
saying.
Before,
I'm not,
before
I'm not
we
saying
go
it doesn't happen.
Okay, before we go any further, let me see if this caller, and then I'm going to let Romeo, because he has a question as well, but let me see if 816 has something to say. 816, are you speaking or no? Okay, they're not saying a word, so I'm going to leave them alone. Okay, so Romeo, go ahead and ask your question, and then we'll go for it.
Okay, you saying that when a woman pisses off a man, then he goes out and try to find that relief elsewhere. Who fault is that? The woman or the man?
Both.
Both.
Really his fault.
Yeah,
I would say
both.
Okay.
Why does the man have to go out and do something just because the woman
right.
is doing not giving it to? Why does it have to be that?
Yeah,
so
why
you don't
does
agree
he have
that
to?
It's both, but.
Yeah, why does he have to? Tell him.
I don't think every man does that. See,
I'm going
right
to
go.
No, we're not saying. I'm not saying every man. I'm saying.
Yeah, because every man doesn't
more
do that. But
no, every man
is,
doesn't do that.
It is. It is more common. You're right. It is. I agree with you there. It is more common a man would use that as an excuse to go out and fuck around, which he was going to
right.
fuck around anyway.
Right.
But he
right.
uses that as an excuse to say he's going to do something to see what else is out there. But we know
now,
that his ass is going to do it anyway. So go ahead.
Okay, that can be stated, but if a woman knows that her superior dealing with emotions is better than her man's, should she take into account that her man isn't, you know, is a little bit more fragile?
Her what?
Should she not take that into account that she has superior control over her emotions compared to her husband?
Mm, good question. But you know, I want to get our guest to answer that because they haven't said anything. I want to get Miss Elliott back in. I want to get the author of who stirred this whole shit up in the first place to say something because he wrote the damn book. So let's get him to comment as well. But first, let me get Miss Elliott. Go ahead and you have a comment for us.
Okay, now what was the question again?
Oh my God, baby, it wasn't a question. Basically, okay, well, give her the question. The main thing was it was just like, okay, now I'm confused. Shit, I don't know. What was the question?
Don't be confused.
We were.
I just really want to know.
We were discussing that it's more common in men to not to be able to deal with their emotions before moving on to the next woman,
I'm going to agree with that. It is more common for men to want to do that, to want to venture out to go see what else he can find to suffice what she's not giving him. Women, on the other hand, we're not just going to run out like that. If we love you, we love you. If we don't, we just don't.
Right.
Okay, well, last week we heard that if you can't come with me, you're going to run out. So what's the difference?
No.
You know, I had to bring that shit in because we heard some people, not all, but we heard somebody say, well, the motherfucker can't make me nuts, so I'm going to go find somebody who can.
I mean,
so what's the difference? You
got your ratchet women and you got your classy women. So it's the difference.
Okay, so you come up with some bullet hole women and shit, them the ones that run out.
They do what they want to do and fuck who they want to fuck. That's their business. But a classy woman is not going to just run out like that. She's just not.
Even though a boy can't get her off, she's going to be like, I love him. I'm going to stick with his ass because I know sex ain't forever. Maybe I'll look up and get he'll hit the spot, maybe. It's all good, right?
It's all about talking to your mate, talking to your partner, making him understand, making her understand what it is that's going on that's not happening. And either you can do it or you find another route. I mean, you either
Well, another route is for some people is another guy because a dude ain't listen. Motherfucker, I can fuck. You ain't telling me nothing. I know how to stick my dick in you and shit. And I know how to rotate my shit. I know how to go down here and play like I'm eating your pussy and shit because half the motherfuckers be acting like they're eating pussy and ain't doing shit. Okay, so, you know, I mean, you know, so, yeah, so do you stay? Well, we ain't going to get into that because that was last week and the week before, so I don't want to bring that back. But, I had to say that because, you know, women do stick with men longer than a man would with a woman for certain things that we do, and that is true.
Right.
And Cotton hit it on the head with that. That is very true. Women will stick it out with men, even though they may not be able to get this orgasm with them or whatever. They love them. They love them for real. I mean, as long as he's a good man and he ain't out doing something, he might have flaws, and they'll stick with him. And sometimes, even if he does fuck around, they might. It just depends on how much they care about this person. But the thing you know, that's a good subject you got, brother, and I think we need to get this book and we need to tell people how to get it. And also I want to, Miss Elliott, I want her to tell everyone how we can get her book as well. So let's do that real quick because in the next hour we're going to be talking the subject that Donna, I gave you a break tonight, Cotton, because I knew you had something going on this weekend. So did you have a show or something this weekend?
I did. I had an awesome show, as a matter of
fact. And we're going to talk about that, too. But Donna came up with a subject that we're going to talk about tonight for the second segment, and I'm hoping that the guest authors would like to stick around for this. I know we didn't really talk a lot about your books, but we're going to get it out there so people know about your book. But on this show, we talk a lot of relationship stuff, as you can see. And the subject matter is, I'm going to let her say it in the second segment because we're not going to say it now because I don't want nobody to come already prepared with this shit. I want them to come from the hip on this one. So we're going to do that. I'm going to play a song in a minute. But before we do that, tell everyone, starting with you, Tavana, I don't want to say your name wrong. Tavana, I want you to be able to tell them how they get your book. If somebody needs you to do a book signing, if they want you to come in, how can they do that? And then I want Carl to do the same thing.
You can find Living a Fast Life on Amazon.com or BarnesandNobles.com. You can also, if you're looking for me to do a book signing or wanting to come and do speak for your book club or any of that, you can find me on Facebook up under Tavana Elliott. You can find me on Twitter up under Fast Life Management, or you can email me at fastlifemanagement.com.
Okay. Okay, Carl, the man who stirred up all this shit, how can we get your book?
Okay, I got the my book is available on Amazon.com as well. Got the paperback as well as the Kindle version available. I got the Nook version available on BNN.com, and I also have the iPad version available on iBooks and iTunes.
Okay, so what is the price of your Kindle version?
Kindle version is, I believe, it's $7 right now.
Okay. All right. Well, we're definitely glad that you guys were able to come on the show this evening, and we're going to keep you because you started something, and Cotton is, for her to ask that question, you had to have stirred something, because Cotton don't come out like that unless it's some shit that really hit her. So, Cotton, we got 13 minutes before we go into the second segment, and I'm going to play a song before that. Give us a little synopsis, a little bit of what happened this weekend with Rochelle. I mean, you had your poetry deal this weekend.
Man, okay. So as I was getting ready to go do Winter Love 2013, which is the third year for that, I had to be on the radio. So I'm on the radio in the car driving to my event with Skeet the Young Poet, which,
you pissed somebody's wife off again.
No. I mean, you know what? This is one of probably the best shows that I've done so far, because normally with poetry events, people tend to leave before it's over, but this particular event, everybody stayed to the very end to see everybody perform. It was awesome, you know. And I still want to do something in Kansas City. I still want to do Summer Love in Kansas City.
We're going to do it. I'm going to set it up. I'm actually going to do that. What month are you talking about?
A warm month where there's no snow.
funny, damn it. Okay, well, you know it's got to be a June or a July, something like that. You know, August or something. Yeah.
That's
yeah. Well, damn, you act like you ain't never lived in this city and shit. I know you've been away for a while,
well,
but God dang.
No.
You know, you have like a
1 week
window.
I hear you. It's cold. We understand. Okay. All right. Well, we won't talk about that because we definitely want to do that. I really want you to come here and do that. And we're going to get some other poets that you can talk to as well. I don't know if you know Archuleta Chisholm and some different poets that are here. And I know you can bring some that you know from other places as well. And, of course, GPA, I'm sure he's going to pop in. So,
yeah,
we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. So,
definitely. So Carl Webster can come down and tell the ladies about this book he wrote, too.
I could do that.
Damn. Okay. All right, Webster.
I'm very serious because I'm a lot of women don't know. I'm about educating people about relationships, and a lot of
they
women
don't know
don't
that men can be in two relationships.
No, they know. but they don't understand the whole process behind it. Like men just don't choose. Okay, I think I want to be in love with this woman and this woman. His story is about him not letting go of the emotions he had for one woman, even though he's not in a relationship with that woman anymore.
Well, I've been through that
and
before.
Now, right, but have you explained to the women why you're in that position? A lot of women don't know that.
I explained it to them two women that was involved.
They just assume that you're a dog. You know?
Hey, I explained it to them. I ain't going to call them names. Anyway, y'all didn't cuss me out. But anyway, you're right. It does need to be explained to other women so they can have an idea of what is going on, even though it doesn't make it right. Yeah, it does need to be explained.
But tell us,
when you told them, what did they say?
Right. He just skipped over
well,
that.
You know,
yeah,
well,
he just
you
wants
know,
to skip over that.
We're going to continue to skip over that shit. Yeah. No, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Now, what happened was I tried to explain to them that it was something that I didn't know. And you don't plan this. It just happens. you know, it was just a thing that went on, and you it's like you're finding two things. Things you want in one person and things in another person, and if you wish you can put them all together in one person, but you can't, it's in two people. So what happens? I mean, I've heard women, that's why I don't understand you saying that, the women don't talk about that. Maybe they don't, but I've heard women say that they had, if they had this with this, what was in this man over here, and the stuff that was over in this other man over there, all combined in one man, they would have the perfect guy that they're looking for.
Right.
You know, and that keeps them talking to both of these two men because and having sex with them or whatever because they enjoy them for whatever it is that they're bringing to the table. So, yeah,
right.
I mean, I try to explain
that.
Of course, they didn't want to hear that, but, you know, it's what it is. And then eventually either you lose them both or you choose one or, you know, it's just the way it goes. So,
but are you seeing them both?
In my situation, no, this was years ago. This is not now. That's not
going
on.
No, I'm not saying now, but at the time, were you seeing them both?
Yeah, hell yeah, I was seeing them both. Yeah, I was seeing
them. Okay, see, that's different. That's different than what, if I'm not mistaken, than what Mr. Webster's story is about.
Right.
His story is about a man who's no longer in a relationship with one woman, and he's moved on, but he still has feelings for the other woman.
But he didn't move on because he's still thinking about that woman. So even though he may not be doing
her
anymore.
Physically, he's not in the relationship with this woman. But he didn't take the time to
heal
that.
Before he moved.
Right.
Okay, I did that before, too. So, I mean, I lived that one before, too. Damn, y'all all up in my damn place.
But anyway, I can do the exact same thing. Because there are situations where men move on, and then they get themselves a girlfriend, and the woman chooses to stay single because of one or two reasons. Either she's thinking about the man that she currently lost, or she's just tired of relationships altogether.
Right.
But, I mean, it's not a man or woman thing. It's a human thing.
There you go. I like that answer. DV, the professor, always comes up with some shit like that. Okay, what's what we're going to do right now? I love you, man. I'm going to play a song real quick. And then once we do, after this song, this cut that I'm going to play by Tweet, who I haven't heard in a while. So I don't even know if y'all even remember Tweet from back in the day, but 2002. I'm going to play this. And after I play this song, we're going to get into Donna. Donna, be ready to bring the subject, okay? Because we're going to get into that right after this song. So I'm going to go ahead and get this in, and we're going to go from there.
You keep telling me that I'm way too short of loving me long time. But I bet you've always been so mean. I rubbed off on you long ago. And you've been loving me longer. And I bet you always think we're inseparable. 'Cause you've been loving me so long. And I bet you always need. Oh, we could be everything. Heart to heart, you know the faith. You can't take away from me, and you can't forget that you've loved me all the time. And I bet you always knew you were me. 'Cause it's
Accepting that call after
1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, it doesn't have to be 1 o'clock. No,
so,
no.
So who are you calling?
Take 1 o'clock calls.
So booty calls can only be after you get out of the club and you didn't pull nobody, so then you got this backed up and shit. Is that what that is?
A booty call can come in at 6:30.
Hey, what about nooners? What about nooner and shit? That's our booty call, nooner.
Now, time management has nothing to do with it.
They don't call it a midnighter. They call it a nooner.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, but it's still a call being placed. It's still that opportunity of expectation of I'm just coming over here to have sex, and there's no real commitment forced upon that person.
No, I mean let me straighten that out. You're in a committed relationship, but you don't spend the time to romance the relationship, and I know that takes two. And so I'm just wondering how you guys find time.
Ask, how do you call that a romance, intimate, or a committed relationship?
Well, no. I mean, I think you can see somebody like 2 or 3 days a week, right? And be in a relationship and not really have the time to spend the time. I mean, I don't know what kind of hours you guys work, but if you're working 14 hours a day, where do you find time to build a relationship?
Well, see, I could probably answer that honestly because I fly all over the country. And
right.
Having the hardest thing to establish is a relationship because, you know, there are times where I'm gone, you know, three, four, five weeks in a row, come back for a couple of days and I'm gone. So what I do is sometimes there has to be some extreme form of trust. Because me, I'm loyal to a fault. If I'm going to other countries and if I'm going to other countries.
What? I'm laughing at that shit. That motherfucker is not loyal. Go ahead.
Right. I am loyal. No, seriously. If relationship is, first off, if the relationship is established. If you've established a relationship with, I'm not talking, you know, hey, you know, do you like me, yes or no, you know, check the box. I'm talking, you know, that you guys are in an adult relationship. The only way that you're going to stop the occasional booty call, because if that's what that man think it is, then that's what it is. It doesn't matter what you believe it to be. So if one of y'all thinks that it's just sex, then it's just sex.
Right.
And like I said, until both of y'all get to the understanding that this is a relationship and it needs to be worked on, then you will never have that. But
That's what I was saying earlier about the conversation piece in there. If you're having more than just flip it over or turn this way, then I guess it is a relationship.
Just because you have a 10-minute conversation doesn't make it anything.
Yeah, because if it's just sex, it shouldn't be nothing but that.
If you have a genuine connection with this other person, I don't care if it's male or female, it doesn't matter, you know, whoever you choose to love. If there is a genuine connection, then a lot does not need to be said. But for those few times that things do need to be said, say it. Because things that go unspoken go unheard. So if he doesn't know that he's acting wrong, and you don't tell him he's acting wrong, then he's going to continue acting wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is one of those
times. How does he know he's acting wrong? How does he know he's acting wrong? He could be doing what he think it is, like you said.
Exactly.
So how is it wrong? You might have one interpretation of what you think it is, and the other person might think it's something else. Until y'all talk and find out what it really is, it's going to be what you think. You think it's a relationship.
Does a lot of it have to do with not necessarily wanting to have multiple partners because of all the stuff that you can necessarily get.
So that's what I was going to go to next, being in what they call it, inclusive or exclusive with this one person. You're only doing them, okay? And hopefully they're only doing you. So I guess that makes it a relationship because it's just you guys. But you're not committed to a point. Well, I don't think so, but, you know, you're committed enough to not do nobody else but each other to a point. But, I mean, what defines a relationship? That's what I need to know.
Look, in
that's
a relationship,
that's
not
I'm
being
that's
with somebody
that's
else
exactly
is a certainty.
If you're dealing with just one gentleman and you know, you've decided that you're not going to be, you know, pretty much out in the street doing what you do for all the reasons that you do it, but the relationship just doesn't get past the sex, even though
not a relationship.
Huh?
It's a relationship of the sexual kind, but it's not the if that's
then,
only
then,
one
okay,
aspect.
Okay, listen. Then you can't use the word relationship. Then you're saying it's a relationship of a sexual kind. That's a relationship. So what do you
call
it?
It's only one part. Just like if I only have anal sex with you, that doesn't make it sex. It makes it one
TV,
aspect.
Man, it's like,
don't make me promise.
Well, let him fuck her in the ass, and that's all she wants.
So we're gonna do it for not eternity. You just gonna get in the butt.
Oh, man.
In the boy.
Hey, Tommy, come on, help me out now.
DV, well, fine. Okay, where's Miss Elliot? She's here too. She can jump in. Now look, it's like okay, only anal ass sex. Well, okay, fine. You got those kind of relationships going on. Okay. No, but seriously though.
Well, some people
I don't
say,
know.
Don't make me promises you can't keep. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Yeah. To me, I think what we need to, and the chat room hit it on the head. The chat room hit it on the head. They said emotional tie. That's the thing we need to look at here.
Mm.
You know, whether it's, there's emotional.
I like that word, emotional tie.
Emotional tie, yeah. Because the thing is you're going to be with this person, and it's going to be feelings. I don't care if you do them more than once or twice or three times or whatever, or even the one time. It's going to be some feelings, depending on how well it's done or whatever you. You know, you guys clicked, get to that point. There's going to be some emotions there, right? So
right.
How far do you want to take it is the thing, I guess. You're saying that you want more, but this other person is only trying to just give you just that. Where does it cut off? Or what do you do? What is it called? Is that what you're trying to find out?
That's all that he wants. If he doesn't want more and says, look, I don't want more, then you know where he stands.
Right. You should take it for what he's saying. I mean, what is I mean, there should be no extra. There's nothing else to look into if that's all he wants. And if he's telling you that's all he wants, then let that be that. You can
listen.
Either accept it or you can move on.
But I don't think those conversations are necessary. I'm not the only one that's ever been in this kind of relationship. I know
a
lot of people are. And so I don't think the conversation is either even being had because, first of all, it's so convenient. Second of all, you really hope that everybody is, you know, being adults and not having sex with other people. Third of all, yeah, there's an emotional tie to it, but is it necessarily, you know, what the Webster, excuse me, Mr. Webster, calls a relationship? I mean, it's like the difference between a mate and a companion. They're the same, they're kind of like the same words, but they're very, very different. And if you look it up in the dictionary, the definitions are very, very different. So
yeah, but so everybody's definition ain't your definition. What makes you happy in that
relationship? Well, I'm not necessarily having a problem.
No, not
with
you specifically, but
you.
When we say you,
is a generalization.
When we say you is general, remember that. Remember, it's not,
but remember
we're not talking about you.
The only people in your relationship is you and that other person. So
right.
Damn what everybody else thinks, because they can't make you happy inside of your relationship. If just sex makes you happy, then you damn well better go with it. But if you need more and you want more, then expect more and demand more.
Right. Okay, but I've only heard females talk about this situation. Males don't get into this situation?
Yeah, they get into it. Yes, they do. We do.
Okay,
we just.
Well,
I guess it's.
I can't say that.
Okay. It's like this. I'm gonna say it like this. DV is one of them strong ass motherfuckers. But anyway, some guys do. I mean, it's. I guess it's one of those subjects. It's like what Cotton was saying earlier. Women don't talk about being in love with two men. I guess men don't talk about being in any situations like that because it's a thing about men's ego that they're supposed to be able to handle being in a situation like that where they're not gonna let their emotions get involved. If they do, they're not gonna tell another man that or whatever. You know, it's just one of those things, I guess, that they try to hold back, even though they probably do have feelings, because everybody does. I don't care how hard you try to not say you do, but there is going to be some kind of tie there, some kind of way. But before we go any further, there's a couple of people here, I think, that might have a question. I'm going to start with area code 404. Do you have a question? If you don't hang up. You have a question? No, they do not. All right. All right. How about area code 214? Is there a question or anything that needs to be said on the subject?
I have one question.
Can you state your name and where you're calling from, please, sir?
My name's Carl Waterbury. I'm from Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay. How are you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Not bad. Hello? My question is do you think that just having sex with some person is emotionally damaging?
I'm not asking, or what I'm not wanting to know is, in a relationship,
I'm just saying, okay, you meet somebody, you know, you go over to, you know, you're talking to them, and then all of a sudden you have sex with that person. Do you think that is an emotional damaging situation?
That's case by case, sir.
Right.
That's a case by case deal because it depends on the person and what they're going through at the time that they go into the act. It could be damaging or it couldn't be. No, and it also depends on how it was done. If the sex was done in such a manner that it made it where it involved, you know, made it a physical or even, you know, emotional thing to them where they couldn't handle how it was done to them. It could have been something that they weren't used to before, and it might be scarring to their brain. I mean, it just depends. So, I mean, you know, if it was like you met someone and you liked them and you want to have sex with them, and then all of a sudden they beat your ass and leave you, beat you into a pulp, and they fuck you and leave you laying on the side of the road, then, yeah, that's going to be emotional. Yeah, that's going to be fucked up. You're going to
be real damaged.
You know, I mean... But I mean, I guess you got to give me kind of an example because I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
Well, if that person that you're intimately involved with and having sex with, afterward, they're emotionally attached to you and you're not. Do you think that that's an emotional damaging situation? Right.
Yeah,
there?
Definitely.
For one of you.
Yeah, for the one that wants to be in love and the other one is not. Yeah, I mean, it depends on how they feel, yeah.
Relationships are all about reciprocity. You feel rewarded when somebody is giving as much as you're giving, you know. The problem is when only one side is giving, of course it's going to be emotionally damaging simply because it's, look, you know, I'm giving you all this attention, love, and affection, and it's not being reciprocated. Anytime that happens, it makes for a bad situation. It's never a good situation when one person is doing all the emotional caring, and the other person is just like, eh, thanks. Yeah.
Thanks a lot. That was a good nut. That was a damn good nut.
Do you think that we give our relationships too much space in 2013?
It's a generational thing. The thing that worked 1,000 years ago, 100 years ago, 50 years ago is not going to work in this generation. You know, so we just have to find new ways to adapt to new situations. Do I think?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's like this. You know, 20 years ago, both parents, you know, wasn't working 8, 10, 12 hours a day. You know, kids wasn't being raised by technology. You know, we didn't have all of these other outlets. If the only time you got to connect with other people is when you went outside. Completely,
but, you know, that's
different now.
I agree with you on that because, you know, even now, if you want to take generations, most of the younger generations, they don't even kiss. They will do French kissing only if they're with that person and that's the person that they're going to be with. But as far as anything else,
not a French kiss.
They won't kiss. They don't do that. Well, they don't do that. And you talk to a lot of these young women today or men, they don't do that. And they don't even consider oral sex to be sex. They think that's just a way to relieve themselves until they actually get with the person that they're going to be with. I'm just being honest with you. They don't think that.
Hell, 10 years ago, we couldn't talk about oral sex openly. Oral sex, how dare you talk about that? Anal sex, you nasty, filthy person.
Right, but you know, you got some people that's in college or whatever, they'd rather you do that than to actually penetrate their vagina or whatever because they don't want to... they want to save themselves for their husband or whatever the case, so they'll do all these other things and don't consider it sex. So, yeah, we're in a different time frame of things.
Right.
But to answer the guy's question, yeah, it would be emotionally damaging. You know, if that person is really into you or you're into that person and they're not to you, you know, I mean, it can be a problem or you've got to get over it. Go ahead.
But if you know that, if you, the person who's not emotionally attached, if you know that, then it's up to you to back off of that person. Because the more
right.
you communicate and stay with that person and entertain any small little thing, you're encouraging that person to believe that you want to have something more with them eventually.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The chat room is also saying it depends on how it was executed as well. Just like I kind of stated earlier, you know, how the sex was done or whatever, you know, if the person was already emotionally attached to you and then they have sex with you and it takes it over the top, then, yeah, it's gonna be some issues. So, yeah, I mean, like you said, you can't be hanging around them all the time if you know you're going to get hurt, because all it's going to do is make you want to do something to them, especially if you see them with somebody else and they treat that person and do things to that person you see them doing that they did to you. It causes people to murder or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
They snap.
Yeah, so... So, yeah. But let's get back to the subject. Thank you for calling in. Do you have anything else you want to say, sir?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, we thank you very much for calling
thank
in.
You.
And, you know, we hope we answered your question for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Okay. All right. So we're going to keep going.
Sometimes we do. We give our relationships too much space. You don't want to, you know, devour somebody's time because this person has his own business. Let's just say he's an entrepreneur. You have your own business. Then you have, you know, your immediate family and your extended family. And then you have your day-to-day. So, you know, I am not a smothering kind of woman. So, you know, it's hard for me to have a smothering kind of man. So, you know, but sometimes I think that not just me, but other women don't give as much as we, I don't know, as we used to. And
it's like, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And what makes you think that? Go ahead, DD. I'll ask
that. Like, I used to be that way. I was, like, when women were all up on me and under me all the time, it's like, God, I need to breathe. the older I get and the less, you know, the more finite my time is, the more I realize that I miss that, you know,
right.
And, you know, there's nothing wrong with a woman being up under you because guess what? You ain't got all the time in the world. At some point, your time is going to end, and why should you not enjoy the time that you have? So, I mean,
well,
I got out of that mindset.
Yeah, right.
You know, I kind of got out of that mindset because it was a mindset. I felt like I was if I was always up under a woman, it made me less of a man simply because I desired her or I wanted her and I shouldn't. You know, and I kind of grew out of that because I was like, look, who knows? I may walk out the street tomorrow and get hit by a bus. And if I'm not around, if I die alone, that will be the most unhappy I will ever be. You know, so I figure, look, if I'm with her, I might as well spend as much time as I can without, you know, being on top of her all the time as I possibly could, simply because tomorrow's not promised.
But I think some people don't appreciate that because they do think that they have all the time in the world. It's like you don't know what tomorrow is going to be like, and you're taking it for granted that the person that wants to be up under you is going to
always
be right there. But if you stop giving them or you start pushing them away and not wanting them to be near you, they're going to leave one or two ways. God may take them home, or they may walk out and find somebody that don't mind them being up under them.
Right. Okay, so now the chat room is interested to know what the answer to the booty call, what does it mean to you?
You talking to me?
To whoever wants to answer.
Red, you go.
What is a booty call? No.
What's the question?
I already said it. Don't be asking me. I already said what I...
Okay, then I'll pass.
Why you want to pass? Everybody's got their own definition of what a booty call is. What is a booty call to you? Yeah.
Well, a definition of a booty call could be something as simple as the phone rings, you're in your car, he's in his car, what are you doing? I'm on the way home. What are you doing? I'm on the way home. You know, meet me at 7, have a quick dinner, do a booty call. He goes his way, you go your way. So it could be just that simple. And not to say that that's not good. I'm just saying I don't think that that's a way to build a relationship.
Well, you're not trying to build one if you're doing that, right? Okay,
I don't know. Go ahead.
I have somebody on 816 who said they want to answer this question.
Okay.
So go ahead. 816, you're on. What is a booty call to you? You going to answer? Okay, I guess she doesn't want to say it. She said she wanted to come on. I thought she was wanting to say something.
A booty call, just my opinion, is just meaningless sex. You know, there's nothing. They're only calling, and it's a routine. They're calling you, mm-hmm. no matter if they add dinner to it, a movie to it, or whatever. It's a routine. Every Tuesday at 7 o'clock, they want you to come by or they want to see you because that's the time that they want their booty call. That's the time that they want to have sex. There's no
okay.
other time. It's just like it's a routine. It could be midday, afternoon, evening. It could be after 10, before 7, breakfast. Or it's a routine and you notice it. And they haven't taken the time to get to know who you are at all.
Okay, well, I agree with that to a point, but to me, I think the part that about going out to dinner and all that is not part of it. So, okay, 816, let me see if I can get you. I have your mic on 816. Right, I understand. Okay, here we go. 816, the second 816.
Can you hear me?
Here we go. I got you now. Go ahead.
Okay.
What's booty call to you?
To me, a booty call means to me is like a temporary job. Get in and get the job done and go home. That's what it means to me. I mean, you apply for it, you don't say yes or no. You don't have to have dinner. You don't have to have bubble baths. You don't have to have anything. Y'all look up. Now, when y'all was talking about relations, it is still an emotional tie, regardless if it's a booty call or not. But y'all got to have to set the standards up front on what you're going to want between each other.
I think the rules of engagement are established at the beginning. If you can do that,
exactly.
If you can establish rules of engagement of how this situation is going to go,
one person can establish that, not the other.
That's why I say a temporary job. You want to find out what the job is about before you say yes.
Yeah, but
not
all the time. For the most part, that's not realistically. That's not how booty calls work. A booty call is just what it is. Nobody sits down and says, "Okay, this is what we'll do. This is what's going to happen during the booty call. I'm going to call you when I feel like seeing you." That's
the rules
not,
are not
how it goes.
Don't call
down.
It for your ass.
Right. That's not when I call you. Answer. I'm coming over. End of story.
But see, I have to agree with Kyle.
To me, a booty call, I was told that a booty call is an unspoken agreement. Either you're going to say yes or you're going to say no. And sometimes it just happens. But you do know that person. It is not like that person's a stranger.
Sometimes booty calls are not always understood. You know what I'm saying? I have to agree with Kyle on that aspect.
What's understood don't have to be explained.
The end result is sex. It doesn't matter
so
how
like
you
I
get
was
to that
told
sex.
Eddie, how you going to try to have a booty call and then a relationship? First of all, you're going to give the booty up and then try to have a relationship?
Yeah, there's no relationship in a booty call. There's none of that.
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
But still,
the end
there could
is
be
always the same.
That's it. You're not interested in getting to the man or woman could take you out to dinner, wine you, and do the whole thing. But it's the routine. It's what they do. They're not trying to get to know you. They just want to know that they're going to get the booty at the end. That's all they care about.
Exactly. And that's where things established. Cause see, like sometimes you can go out to dinner and all that fun stuff. And if you both don't vibe in each other, so like
that's,
you said,
that's
they both say, well, a woman knows within 2 to 5 minutes if she want to take that man to bed or not. Before
but that's true, but she may
not
want more than just
to eat,
his
that's
dick.
Not like a date.
You're right.
Not necessarily a booty call.
That, right.
Right,
and that's what I'm saying. Look, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how he or she gets to it, it's sex. It doesn't matter if you fly her on a plane to Paris. If you ain't getting no booty, she flying her ass back with a boat and a paddle.
Right.
And that's what it is.
Quickly.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what it is. The understood thing about all booty calls is that at the end of the night, we getting laid.
Somebody getting it. Up
I'm getting it. Somebody getting it. And that's
what it is. So there's no higher purpose.
There's no greater calling. It's
so let's go ahead and say there's no definition. The definition is what you establish with that person, and you make it happen the way you want to in that manner.
Everybody has their own definition.
And it's not necessarily all about the men either.
Women do it too. Women do it too.
Did I not say that in the beginning? There are women. There are women who will see you, will meet you, and then you sitting there, call me. She leaving and shit, and she didn't leave you some money on your damn shit. Call me, like my boy in Boomerang and shit.
And you
know what I mean?
You know?
It happened. Okay. So my friend Miss Sweets is who was speaking, okay, from 816. Do you still have anything you'd like to say? Would you like to stay on, or do you want to have you made your point?
Well, I mean, I would like to stay on. I might hear something else and can't get back in.
You can stay on.
You're going to hear something else.
You can stay on, Miss Sweets.
You're going to hear a whole lot.
This is my buddy, Miss Sweets. She's going to stay on. So, okay. All right, so we got like 30 minutes, and we're going to do this thing. So, and for those that are listening, if you just called, just getting in, the number is 347-215-2539, Word Sexy Radio. And if you just got on and everything, we're talking about booty calls, and we're trying to find out the definition, if there is one, what defines that, and what's the difference between that and a relationship. So that's where we're at right now. And we had someone drop. Maybe they got tired, or maybe the phone just dropped on them, but we wanted to, go ahead, Cotton.
I'm trying to understand, why is there a confusion between a booty call and a relationship?
Because I think, like, for instance, I have a friend who's had a relationship with a guy for almost 2 years. But basically, to me, when she explains it to me, I'm like, really? Well, what do y'all do?
It's just a casual sex thing that they have been going with 2 years.
I don't call having sex with somebody 3 times a week casual. That's not casual.
It's a perception thing. One of them sees that it's a booty call. The other one believes it's a relationship. So it doesn't matter as long as one gets what they need.
And it sounds to me the woman is the one that's being duped here, because she thinks that she's in something more than what he's giving, and he's just giving him some 3 nuts a week or more.
Right.
Wow, that's a lot of nuts.
You can tell if it's a booty call or a relationship. We're talking two weeks in a year, three times a motherfucking week. And he's probably coming twice each time. So this motherfucker, and she can't figure it out?
It's not about this.
I don't think that she knows.
A lot of women will actually go.
Is she in denial? Is that it?
I believe that they go into denial. They know, but they don't want to admit to themselves that that's what it really is.
And that's what it is.
She already knows.
It's just admitting it.
So women know more than what they lead to be. Just because they're not telling you that they know, they really know. A lot of times they don't cover it up what it is.
We keep it to ourselves.
On the first night, as soon as you talk to him, you know exactly what it is. If you sit down and really listen to him, I don't care if you're going for a dinner. I don't care if it's walking down the street. Before you get in the car, you already know what it is. By his actions, by what he says. Sometimes you just have to listen.
Think about that old saying.
There was something said there. What was that again?
I said you got your overnight bag ready and everything.
That's what I'm saying.
But think about somebody real smart, if you don't know anybody in their family.
Already married, had to have the man married and everything. And I'm just being like, are you serious? I know you know if I can see that you a booty call, why you can't see it? Come on, for real.
Because it's, like I said, it's a perception issue. There are certain people who can see everything, and there are certain
that's
people
not booty
who
call
blind.
To me. That's called side piece. That's side
right.
piece. Okay,
yeah.
That's not booty
it's still
call.
A booty call.
Well,
because
it's,
she gave
it's
up the booty
piece,
and she
you,
call.
No, you made an arrangement to fuck this motherfucker whenever you want to. Side
it's
piece.
It,
booty
call,
you want
call
maybe
a
once,
call.
Maybe twice. You may not get it no more. That's my definition.
But
if
you fucking somebody for 6 months or more, it's a side piece.
Right. But think about this. Us ladies know, we know, because what have we been told, most of us, growing up? If you keep giving it to a man, why would he buy the cow when he can get the milk for free?
Getting
it for free. Like, what is the point? He don't have to step his game. He don't have to.
Now, he doing all the milk and her ass is just...
He has the best of both worlds.
All the sex he want with
but
no,
it's a
none
choice
of
that women make
because
we can either make the choice to be a booty cow or to be more.
Right.
It's up to us.
And
we have
okay,
a
well,
bad decision.
What Romeo?
I said if they feel that, why do men get blamed? For being
because women have to blame somebody. Most women,
okay,
most people,
yeah,
they don't want
to
take responsibility. They don't want to take responsibility for the fact that you know that this person is like this, but you stayed anyway. So it's no longer his fault for being who he is. This is who he is. So you have a choice to either get out or stay in and be quiet.
Right.
But
then you also
you
have
said
that sign saying, you have that saying, do me once, shame on you, do me twice, shame on me.
Shame on me.
But then they keep saying, they keep doing, do me. When are you going to stop?
Yeah, because I was getting ready to
lay down.
Your man can be in a relationship with a woman. Have sex with her 3 times a week and not be emotionally involved. Is that
what
you're
saying? He's tied to her.
Yes, he can.
Yes.
Because
yes,
if he
no,
can.
He's going to be tied regardless.
He's tied because if he see her with another dude, he's going to get pissed off.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say was, and then I'm going to let Romeo ask his question. What I was going to say was this. What if the woman wants that shit? What if this, you know, let's put it on her side. What if she
just
likes
that?
Then she can't complain because... When things go wrong, guess what? There's only one or two people to blame. And they damn sure ain't about to blame themselves.
Okay, well, this was not about blame. It was never about blame.
It's
when
not like she's
did,
being naive, but she don't understand.
Right, well, maybe, but I think that sometimes we...
Booty call was over after the first 2 months with her. When they went over 2 years of shit, it's a side piece.
Wait, okay, so
let
what's
her know she's
now?
A fucking side
now,
piece. Is,
what's it called
is he
now?
Married? What do you mean
it's
now?
No string
I don't
attached.
Think he's married.
Yeah, but the thing is who is actually gaining anything out of this situation? He
not
is.
Neither one. If you got
now,
no
she may be gaining.
Attached,
who, just,
gain
she may be gaining. You know, something as simple as he's coming over, so she has somebody around
is
for a couple hours.
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
That's what it is.
Let me ask you this. Is there any money involved? Is he giving her anything? Is he helping her with some things? Is he doing certain things?
Listen, Snapper, I was married many, many years, and women do many, many things to get what they need.
I understand that. I'm asking about the situation.
Listen, even if the lady did get money from him, that's nothing new for us. You can be in a relationship and do things.
I don't think you get what I'm saying.
A new refrigerator, a new microwave.
You're not getting what I'm saying.
What I was trying to say was, I'm not saying that she's giving him sex for the things that he's giving her. I'm saying that. Are they helping each other in so many ways, not just sexually, but they're together? There's got to be other reasons, too, not just the sex that they're just staying this long. You see what I'm saying?
Listen,
I mean,
you can just have someone there just as friends, not just a sex thing. That person can be a good person to talk to, good person to confide in, good person to be around when you have bad times or good times. You don't have to just be a sex thing.
You know what? You guys are acting like this is not something that happened. It is happening.
I just have one simple question that I want to ask. Is she happy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then, Dan, what we say, she happy.
Yeah, I'm not
mad. So that's
mad.
All that matters.
And
it's just, listen, this is a conversation, right? conversation.
Because you know what? I'm not going to judge somebody who's happy in this situation.
Right, exactly.
I'm just not.
Well, I mean, all that is good, what we just said, and that's fine. But I'm just trying to, only thing I was trying to do was answer the hypothetical that I thought we had going here.
Right,
I mean,
exactly. Yeah.
There's a lot of emotion coming out in this for some reason, but I'm just trying to figure out. I mean, I thought it was a hypothetical. I don't know. I mean, if this is some real shit, then fuck it. I mean, I'm sorry. But my thing is the real thing is if they're happy, fuck it. Let them do what they want to do.
Right.
Okay, we got 23 minutes
question.
Left.
The question to you guys is, have you ever been in a long-term booty call relationship?
Yeah.
Red, go first.
I would say
okay.
Yes.
Anybody can go first.
I'll say yes. Cotton says yes.
Cotton,
and
you say
I
yes?
Say yes. I say yes.
Yes,
too.
Yes.
What was the
no.
question again?
Well, isn't it everybody then? Because
no.
if all women has been booty calls, in a period of their life, and the most likely they all been dealing with men, so we all been in long-term booty call situations, I would agree.
Maybe y'all need to school me then. How long is it you going to call it a booty call? Hell, if you've been with somebody 4 years, they a side piece. I don't give a fuck if you calling her at 2 o'clock or whatever time you call her. I think they get that confused.
Well, mine is not called booty call no more. Mine is called beneficial friend.
There you go.
Okay.
If you haven't
taken
the time to really get to know the person that you have in this booty, it doesn't matter how, because even in a marriage, it takes time to truly get to know certain things about your mate. Even then, there's change going on continuously. But if you haven't taken the time to really get to know the person you're in this booty call with, i.e. their children, the other side of their family, what they're like when they wake up in the morning, blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah,
right.
all that kind of stuff. That's still a booty call. It doesn't matter how many years you've been doing it. Becky been called every Friday because John needs her on Fridays only because he got other stuff going on, but he needs her on that day. Or maybe it's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday because then he got other booty calls going on, or vice versa. However,
yeah,
it can still be a booty call for years ongoing. It just depends.
He hit it right on the dot. A booty call, you're not going to, most time booty calls won't stay overnight. Most time you get in there, go see them, and you're going home the same night.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else is a date.
Or
you just chilling with your friend.
Never.
That's where I'm confused on booty call because to me.
Well, wait a minute, Snapper. Let's see. We're talking about the same age, right? So if you're in a relationship with a woman, do you necessarily stay at her house? You want to go home. So does that make it a booty call? Because you want to go home?
I don't know. It depends on the situation. Because to me, a booty call is not a long-term thing. If you meet somebody over a certain time period, to me, you may want to call it a booty call because you call them at a certain time and you're going to get some and you leave. But to me, that's still a side piece relationship. They already, just because they don't know anything about your family and all this stuff does not mean it's not a booty call, that it's not a side piece relationship or whatever. To me, it could be the situation. They might be married when you can't learn about their kids or something. To me, booty call is you ain't got no time for this person but just sex. You're not trying to find out about either one of them. You're not trying to find out about nothing. You just want to have sex with that person. And you might be doing it for a month at 3 o'clock every day. So the difference, the side piece is they know a little bit about the wife. They know who the wife is. They know who the person is that you're with. They may not be with them or have talked to that person, but they know who it is. They know that certain times you can't see them because they know holidays. They know all of this. They know all these things.
That's a mistress. That's not a side piece.
Well, that's a side piece. That's what they call it today.
A mistress is
that's what they used to call it back in the day.
You're actually gaining something from it.
That's a lover.
Right. We can bring it another show. But you know, it's whatever you want to call it. If y'all say booty calls last 5 years, okay, because you're doing it at 3 o'clock every other Thursday, then fine, that's a booty call. I'll go with that.
I've been in a relationship like that, but I don't call it a booty call no more. Like,
what you call it?
A beneficial friend. We don't meet on special dates.
Right.
I say yes and don't come.
All right.
I already told Mary.
Okay. I guess everybody has their own definition of what it is. And like you said, you know, it can, I guess there are booty calls that last for 10 years. Because I know people who have side pieces that they've been doing whatever time frame. It doesn't matter if it's Tuesday, Thursday, whatever. They meet every Wednesday at the coffee house, and then they go somewhere to a hotel. To me, that's just the same side piece. Let me say this real quick. What makes it a side piece is because there is information passed between the two of you. You know, to me, the booty call is just, there is no information. It's just sex. There's no information.
Side piece is if he got somebody else. That's what makes you a side piece.
Side piece is if you married and you got her on the side or him on the side.
But the person, for a booty call, the person doesn't have to have somebody on the side.
Yeah, the person can be single.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Okay, that's fine. I agree with that. But for 15 years?
Yeah.
Damn. The person can still be single for 15 years and using
and be fucking that person for 15 years and they're just a booty call. To me, that's just some like my girl said, what do you call it? Exceptional friend? What is it called?
Friend with benefits.
Friends with benefits? Okay. Right, okay. That's fine. We just got different ways of saying things. Okay, now go ahead, Roman. You said you got a question for the women. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question. Being that women typically will not love two men at the same time.
Who said that?
Yes.
That's what we heard tonight.
Oh, okay.
Typically, women don't love being in love with two men at the same time. If a woman is married, but she leaves her husband for you, for another man, would she be more likable to be faithful to that man?
How's she gonna leave him if she ain't in love with the mother? She just leave him if she can't be in love with two men at the same time?
She leaves her husband.
She leaves her husband for another man.
She leaves her husband.
That's not love.
No,
she's not in love with her husband no more. She's in love with the man she's leaving for. Or she infatuated, and once she get with that, she thought the grass was greener, but it still had to be mowed and treated.
Oh, so that's why it ain't love two times. Okay. Well, what if you love the guy that you with, but you're not in love with him, but you love the other guy? Is that still being in love with two people at once?
You got to realize being love and infatuation. You got to know the difference.
Okay. All right. So, Romeo, did your question get answered? Because I don't know. I'm sorry I jumped in.
Well, I heard one response.
Well, ask your question again. Ask your question one more time.
Okay, the question, okay. If a woman is married and she leaves her husband for another man, would she be faithful to that man that she's with now?
So can you count on her to be faithful if she's already left one man?
Right.
It's kind of hard to say it's kind of hard to say yes to that answer.
It depends on what she's.
You can't say yes, and you can't say no.
It depends what she left the other husband for in the first place.
Right.
I mean, she wasn't in love with him.
No, she's leaving her husband. She's not in love with him anymore. I mean,
because the old cliche is, if she left him for me, then how would make her think she would leave me for him?
And honestly, that's why she's not in love with her husband anymore. She's in love with someone else.
Between leaving her husband and cheating on her husband. Now, if she cheated on her husband with you, can you count on her to be in a relationship and be faithful to you? That is a completely different conversation. But if she leaves her husband for you, that's a big step. That means she love your ass.
Right. But then typically for some women, we will let you know and give you a heads up and, hey, you're not doing something right before we walk away. Give you the opportunity to fix what you aren't doing.
Depending on how long she's been in that marriage. Right.
Right.
Depending on how long she's been in that marriage, unhappy.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of hard to say yes to your question.
Okay. Now reverse that. If a man, if a husband leaves his wife for a woman, will you believe that man will be faithful to the woman.
Uh-oh.
You hope that he will.
You hope.
I will say that typically, it's been proven that not so much that men will be hurt.
Okay. I figured it was felt the difference. That's what I wanted to know. Thank you, ladies.
Okay. Okay, so let me ask you, Donna, we got like 14 minutes, and I'm going to give the authors a chance to say how to get their books and stuff again. But did you accomplish what you wanted to accomplish in the discussion tonight as far as your questions?
Absolutely. I just wanted to really find out if it's really atypical. This is not a scenario that is not atypical. I mean, we would like to think that it is, but it's not. There are a lot of those kind of relationships out here. And I guess the real question for me was, are we in relationships that have too much space? And the doctor said, you know, for the most part, he has to have a relationship that has a lot of space and a lot of trust because he's not around a lot. And I think we do... you know, the women don't want to feel needy. They don't want to feel, you know,
you
like they
doctor,
have.
You said the doctor said.
Didn't you call him the doctor?
DV.
DV. That motherfucker ain't no doctor. No, anyway, yeah, he's a doctor. Yeah, he's a doctor. Y'all gave him a title. Oh, PhD. Okay, all right.
I agree with what she said because speaking from some experience, I felt like I don't want to be smothering because I don't want him to feel like I'm trying to take up too much of his space that he can't do other things. But also in another part of that, a lot of times when a person doesn't want you to take up too much of their time or they feel like you're smothering, it's because there's some other interest that they don't want you to find out about.
Right. Well, yeah, and that goes two ways. I just think relationships sometimes in the 21st century. Are we in the 21st century or the 22nd?
Yeah, we're in
the 21st century. We're in the
21st
century.
We're in the world of trouble.
If you're in the 22nd, we'd be dead, I think.
We can fast forward 100 years on the phone.
In the 21st century, you know, relationships are just very different, I think. That's all. They're very different. And, you know, we can't, I think he said, you can't measure a relationship that was the way it was 25 or 30 years ago.
So do you think dating and all that today is overrated, or what do you think of that, since you said that statement?
Dating. Well, I'm dating as a seasoned veteran, which makes it a little different than probably dating.
Why do you keep saying seasoned, like we old or something?
For me, I think we're older. I'm older than, I'm probably older than everybody else on this conversation, so
yeah, because I just turned 27 last month, so yeah.
Right, so you're very young. So
I turned 21.
Believe her, you crazy.
Yeah.
ain't nobody on this show in their 20s. Trust me.
Oh really? Oh, Cotton, are you funny?
Don't listen to them. Ain't nobody on this show.
Look,
I don't think nobody on this show is under 35. Maybe. Bailey, I don't know how old she is. She might be, but I don't think that everybody here. I'm sure everybody is at least 40 and above.
So I think dating in certain stages of your life is very, very different. That's all.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what I'm going to do, we got 10 minutes, so what I want to do is I'm going to give Ms. Elliott a chance and Mr. Webster a chance to tell again how they can get their books and how they can be contacted if they are needed to do like a book signer or something like that. So let's start with you. Let's start with you, Ms. Elliott.
All right. You can find Living the Fast Life on Amazon.com or BarnesandNobles.com, that's BNN.com. Or you can also... find me on Twitter, up under Fast Life Management. You can find me on Facebook, up under Tavana Elliott. Or you can find me at fastlifemanagement@yahoo.com. That's where you can email me at.
Okay. All right, Mr. Webster. Still there?
Did you.
Yes, sir. Is he gone? Okay, we must have lost him. Okay, we got another.
Okay, just go ahead and talk about it. His name. The name of the book is The X Factor. His name is Carl Webster.
Right. And
Webster.
You can, yeah, it's Carl Webster, and you can also pick up his book. You can get it on Amazon.com, and I think he's on Facebook. I'm sure he is. That's how
I
got in contact. He's on Facebook, and you can contact him there. And if you need him to come to your city, I'm sure that he will work that out with you, where you can. He will come to your, if he can, to your city. So, Miss Sweets, are you good?
Oh, I'm good. I like, you know, it was a great talk show. I really enjoyed myself. And thanks for the questions and the hypeness from everybody. It was cool.
Okay. Well, we thank you for calling in and enjoying. And I must say before she, she's not going to get out yet, but before she goes, this woman is an avid skater and an avid two-stepper. So, yes, she is the one. All right, so I just had to mention that, you know.
Thank you.
Because she is that, and she's all that. Okay, so now we're going to, I guess we got like 8 minutes left, so I want to get Cotton and everybody to say what they're doing right now because we haven't done that. Cotton just had a show. DB, what's going on your plate right now besides you traveling all over the world and shit?
Oh, man.
Dr. DB.
Dr. Yeah. A new moniker, huh?
Yeah.
I like the DR. I like the DR.
Dr. D. But anyway, I'm going to use that. Just call me the doctor. But no, other, you know.
Dr. D in the house.
Dr. Feelgood. Oh,
right. Oh, shit. Well, that was your time. You have nothing to say,
yeah,
DB. Okay, now.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So, yeah. But as far as what Red is doing, like, you know, I don't know if you all know, but I have a new anthology that's coming out here this spring. I was blessed enough to write with a few other authors. Who's on this book with me? It's Sheila Goss. There is Omar Tyree, there's Roy Scherer, there's a few authors that's on this book, and we all got together to do an urban anthology, and it's sexual. It's called Fire and Desire. It's coming out this summer, or this spring. It should be coming out any day now. So if you get a chance, pick that up. It's going to be available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all, where you can get books, and I'm sure there's going to be a Kindle version as well and all that. So just let me know what you think. I don't know if it's one or two stories in that book, because we wrote this thing like last year, and I can't even remember the story that's in there. That's a damn shame. But it's off the chain. And the cover is absolutely magnificent. If you haven't seen it,
it is very nice. Yeah,
you need to go out there and take a look at that. It's a very nice cover. And also, I have hopefully this summer, if things go correctly, I'll have the fifth and last installment to the. Scandalous Motive series. This book is called Sensuous Whispers, and it's the story about the Guild. If anybody has read any of my books, they know what the Guild is. It's a secret society, a sexual society, and people have been asking how this sexual society was created. So I'm doing a whole book on how it was done from the beginning to its inception to the present. So that's what I'm working with right now. And also, hopefully we're going to get this relationship book that we've been doing a lot of relationship stuff on the show. We're hoping to get this relationship book done sometime, and we'll talk about that as we go forth in that. So, but, DB, did you really want to say something? Because we got like 5 minutes, and then I'm going to let Cotton go ahead and say something as well.
No, I'm good, because, you know, I'm just, like, I haven't even gotten time to sit down and write. So, you know, just talking would be wrong of me until I get
okay,
to write.
Well, he earned his PhD on this show, so I guess he's done his dissertation and all that. So,
that's right, doctor.
Okay, yeah, so doctor. So Cotton... Cotton, what's next on you? I know you got a novel that you're writing.
I have two poetry books that come out this year, and then I have a nonfiction book that I'll be writing that will come out in 2014, which is called Without Permission. Subtitle is The Monster Behind Closed Doors, and I'm in an anthology called In Rapture, and another anthology for the BPC, which the proceeds go to Feed the Hungry for Mark Goggins. In Rapture is an Andriana Williams anthology project. So
right.
I'm excited.
And, yeah, can you tell us who she is? Because I know when she was on the show, she hung up because we didn't say who she was.
Oh, that's just, wait, that's who that was?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, she got mad because we didn't mention that she wrote some, what was it? That she had something to do with a reality show that's now on or was on, and it's had something to do with mother-in-laws or something like that or whatever. She, yeah.
Oh, you talking about mother-in-law from hell or something?
Right, yeah. She supposedly the idea came from her or whatever, and she was in talks, and they were trying to, she was trying to get her money for it or something. Anyway, that's who that is. So if you didn't know that, then that's
I didn't know that, but yeah, she's also the booking agent for the woman that played as Thea some years ago.
I don't remember her name. Right, yeah. Not Andel. She passed away, the lady who played Andel.
Right.
But yeah.
You played Andel?
Yeah, she passed. Andel, the lady who played Andel, she died last year.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so we got about 3 minutes. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go ahead and say that next week our guest that's scheduled to be here is a poet named Violet Meyer. She's going to be here, and we're going to have Michelle Janae Robinson again, who writes under Zane's label. And, you know, she did the book that we had last time. I think it was a couple of years ago. It's been a while since she's been on here. But she did the book that was about the succubus that was in the city that was going around everywhere and everything, kind of like something what I did, but it's more than the book is called More than What Your Eyes See or something, More Than Your Eyes See or something like that. Anyway, she's coming back next week, and she's very good. We'll have her on the show, and she usually shows up. I don't know about Violet because she's new, a new author that has been around but has not been on my show before, so, but I thank you all for coming on and participating, Romeo. You became kind of like a panelist, so you're here. We appreciate you, and Donna, we appreciate you with the subject and, you know, coming here and all that stuff and you know, talking and sharing with us, whether it was about you or whoever it was about.
It's always my pleasure, yeah.
You know, you're always welcome to come back. And like I said, sometimes it's about us, sometimes it's not. Most of the damn time, it's somebody we know, okay, or something, whatever.
Yeah.
So you know, it's real situations that we talk about. So we just want to make sure everybody understands that. And, you know, we will, like I said, we'll be back next week, and we'll be doing that, and hopefully we'll get those people to come on. And Mr. Webster, we thank you for coming. You had everybody thinking you were Carl Weber, and we thank you both, Miss Elliott as well. And y'all know, once you've been on here before, you can always call back. Whenever you got something new, you want to get on the show, just let me know, and we'll get you in, okay?
All right.
That's what we do. We do that. So.
All right, everybody. Thank you.
Have a good night. I'm
Thank you.